production of MP3 quality working days. And then option C has been adjusted, where it's referred to all remuneration allowances being taken. It now is limited to salary and services. I don't know if you also want to make provision for fines as an option, an alternative to salary.
Well, the proposal also that we have made for a decision.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a proposal, but our privilege is going to take a long time. Maybe a decision of member of the parliament can be filed. It's not yet to end the debate in the House of Health Angry and State Family other than Parliament. How better to go to a history of people have to say this is the same who can't do this work. And to go all the process of the privilege committee and let the change of privilege then we can go through. That's what the saving at the time. And I think we can put that in.
So the suspension committee is inserted in Rule 194B. But the issue there was whether when a member is suspended for whatever reason, whether they should sacrifice their salaries for that period of suspension, or whether instead of salary, whether it should be converted into a fine, because the one may be more acceptable.
Feeling
was political suspension is not enough of intent. I think that was the issue.
I feel support that the salary is higher.
Okay, but that would put that as an option. Okay. But we agree and then we still have the consensus. Not on point of all and all that. Really, maybe a member said I'm there and pay that a member. And that would be absolutely uncomfortable. But not for a member saying I'm there sometimes shouting and getting contact and that. But if there's still a speech of members, privilege in Parliament, then that's why we are making it in the point. If this is a fine instead of salary paying, I think that's a point that is made. And then another thing would be a true process. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Chief. I'm just raising an issue without having considered. The situation of a fine may be problematic because there's nothing which makes a reason for a fine in anything that I see. And it appears to me that the forfeiture of salary and this is another case of changing is probably more appropriate. Then if you find somebody assuming that about fine, what do you do with it? You know, fine, a petty fine, for example, goes back to the fishers. And what do you do with a fine? Where it goes. And so if you're going to find somebody, you need to, of course, consider what you do with the fine. And you probably have to go back into the rules. And I'm not certain that you can do that. But it's not a matter of considering taking. Those are just my preliminary observations on this new period.
I speak out the first of 1,000 printers allowed in fines. 1,000 printers action. But I'm not sure.
Okay.
Chair, I think if you don't if you don't take care about the wording and the intent of this provision, you'll find out something in trouble. Plus, because 54, both project 1 and 2 are regularly court sufficient, and they infringe on members. More so, when it deals with aspect of arbitration. You can't suspend a member and same time impose the kind of penalties including the never operating users of material or even on legacy, the one following the other. It's extremely close. This constitutes cross injustice. So I think we need to find a better way of imposing discipline. And circumstances under which such sanctions or penalties are imposed. For instance, what is the day in Narayana when the president of the EFL was kicked out of the palace? What the others are being Patrick here as a speaker, the circumstances around that incident did not warrant the invocation or the specific law or rule we invoked. Now, we need to look at this matter very closely in this case. Otherwise, we're going to reduce this energy into a policy state. And that is beginning to manifest itself in Parliament. That has been to cause a detail. And the third one might be very one, of course. Matter that happens in Parliament can be resolved through other means, rather than through changing the Parliament into a policy state. Militarize Parliament. I think that the founding father of this nation, that he or whatever it is equivalent about what this organization is doing. Find a way of getting consensus on matters and to resolve the punitive matters when such are unnecessary.
Yes, no. To get the point and I think the rules come to protect the policy. But we should be forward a little bit there. I think you might find it is a good idea rather than a case to the situation. But the intention really is not to suffer when they are
raising issues and permanent political issues. But when there's a very blatant discipline, what should we do in this? I'm sure you might propose. So I mean, can the Latin resolve that problem? He wouldn't assist us when there's indecision, but we can't know what to do. 54 is good for that reason. That if we try our level best to persuade the colleagues not to do what you should do, surely we must find a way of the indecision. And but if there are a way that we want to propose, we'll put them the option. We put it in an option, then we'll debate that in the host committee, and then start to persuade the whole committee either way. But generally, it's an attempt to bring some discipline in the chain. Not to suppress members to express their views, surely. Members are free to express whatever country they want to express. But you'll agree with us also that sometimes the situation when you think it's no longer. The most best thing of any group is just a discipline. And that's why then 54 is done to kill it. But if there's any option, I could assist us, I think, and put as an option. And then let us move on. A, 55 of course is there, but it's not in terms of our list. I think it should remain like as an expression of the class. When a member feels that same, I made a serious mistake, I want to work as my respect, and then I'm up there after this. And then a member enjoy that opportunity. 59A, what do we want us to do there?
Yeah. We prefer that time was to take out some of two, but then we decided to retain it, which is the one about the presiding officer issuing an order to switch mics off, he must have fallen off supporting it.
I suggested that the members might be going to the this group is an issue that they will have a deciding officer before in the House of Ordinary. But that doesn't alleviate the harm caused to the men who want to use the mic. My suggestion is again, and this committee is even bound by suggestion, I think, that you look at being the person who is going to be restored. An opportunity of being informed, at least, that the mic is going to be restored, to see if that person doesn't obey the order, that you even to that person.
Thank you, Jason. Chair, we look in practice that the executive officer has been in the house. The deciding officer has said that the mic will be switched off. They informed them that mic is being switched off. And Chair, we do have freedom of speech in Parliament, but according to Section 36 of the Constitution, all rights are limited. And I also have freedom of speech in Parliament. So if I'm being judged in Parliament, it's an infringement of my freedom of speech too. That's why I don't think that switching off of the mic is going to be a constitutionally challengeable problem, because we all have equal rights in Parliament to have our voices heard. But Chair, is a practice, and the presiding officers have been informing the members that they're turning off the microphone.
And by saying, must put the fight in their hooks, put it on their hooks. Mm-hmm. I think that upon that is the case for law.
Thank you, Chair. It's like never, they have never said to any of our members, the presiding officers have never said to any of our members that they are switching off the mic. They just switch the mic off. So I really don't recall an instance where they have said to any of our members that they are switching off the mic. They just simply just switch it off. So that's one thing we really need to clear it out in the role situation.
Okay. Therefore, the deciding officer will notify the member that switching off the mic. But the member may not even hear, but the member is busy facing. And then as long as the deciding officer is notified, how does he know that the member is notified? But there's no need in fact for the deciding officer even to do that if members simply allow the operation of the rules. Those rules are very clear. You can't stand up and talk or address the speak without a mandate or recognition by the presiding officer. And I think that's the bigger problem. But also when the speaker speaks, naturally a member takes the switch to allow the speaker to express the view and then be allowed them to speak. It would be even under so much the way the country is where members might be the switch off because they don't know. But I think generally we got used to the rules and as ourselves, all of us, respecting the rules, but without the rules, the house can be really a havoc than their head. Without the rules. That's why the rules are very important for all of us, members of them. They protect all of us through speaking. Therefore we want to respect them and make according to the rules. 59 I think would put that point. And that is one. 64 adjustment. What are the issues there that we have to adjust 64?
Just a matter of having meetings and decisions, so you may not reflect in a disrespectful manner on meetings and decisions.
Well, that one is technical, really. But the House took a decision and the member comes in and said, I've moved forward and take the wrong decision. It can be caught. And you must respect the decision of the House. If you want the House to decide, then it's a process of doing that. Okay. 65. Any issue there now? Let's delete that one. Let me go to 81. Option at that. What is 81 on that to do? Okay, there is no vote. Okay. Is there just going to have a minister of the match? Okay. Those members declared it by the minister of the Sunday will not be allowed to stay for 2 minutes or 3 minutes to comment on the report. and I think that's a different analysis put forward. But I think you want to understand also how to come up with one. Okay? Can we move to 97? That is more in the dark analysis. I agree on that.
This is the rule that has been looked at by the subcommittee, that this insertion of each of these is the rule for people.
Rule 95, let us look at this. What do you got to notice? This is a perfect map. That's the whole thing for the age.
Okay, what we've started in our view is that emotions, you've got emotions in general, should not be bureaucratized. Because an attempt to bureaucratize emotions and how they are processed will take away the right of members of parliament to speak and formulate their own opinion, and play such a right in the hands of staff in parliament, personnel or in police, who shall, on the basis of their own discretion, in the majority of cases, such discretion is not subject, decide which motion to progress, which is to stand, and which one is not stand, and on the basis of that, advise the speaker on such issues. We find that to be very problematic, and our position is parties should continue to submit their motions in the initiative. All parallel must happen to overcome the hurry, which has been observed, which has necessitated, of course, they need to consider this specific rule. We need to go back and look at that. And it could not be like this. Motions before notices have not been objected. They have been objected. But not at the rate at which they have been objected now. So there must be very new. And if Honorable Chair, Honorable Madam, you see that these laws have been amended, not because of the EFF. I beg to differ, because motions before notices in the past have been objected. Has been not at the rate at which they have been objected. We need to find political solutions on some of them. So our submission is that the right of the members to formulate their own views and opinions and to communicate what they gather from constituents should not be mediated by unelected officials. More so, citizens, presiding officers of parliament, who shall always be partisan and seek to suppress critical opinions of our
okay, answer me there, fine.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. No, I think on the issue that we are raising, that some of the matters we need some point at the side, and surely we parliament did that. We parliament did our parties, they can meet and discuss some of the issues. I think the intention here is to ensure that the motion without notice to remain in the motion without notice. We have to congratulate, we have to express condolences, and we have to, that she illustrated that the motion was meant. The reason why we have been looking at this matter is in 2009, but just people started to use this motion of that notice for political transcendence, really. Not expressing any condolences or congratulating anyone, and then simply reuse that as a program statement. When there are many motions that can be used for that purpose, member statements can be used for that purpose, debating the chamber can be used for that purpose. But this one really was a result issue. There are two options that we had at that point, is to delete it completely. Just delete this, because there are too many other motions anyway that covers member of your special view. But we should have viewed that. There may be a situation when you want to congratulate
even in person, one could congratulate someone in the constituency that done well. We have to congratulate those who are doctors, who are going to be doctors, all that. That does not get rid of it, but it must be specific. Quite emotion about notice is all about. And then we thought that we should push it back to it. There are two options really. Get rid of it completely, or write it in such a way that every member knows that it's emotion. Then there will be guidelines that will be agreed by the Rules Commission. Those guidelines will assist the presiding officer to say, you know, but this one is in line with the guidelines. If it's not in line with the guidelines, the presiding officer will notify a member, the Honorable Matias, your motion that notice is not in terms of a guideline. Then we have to rewrite it accordingly. If you write it accordingly, the next day, you can still put it on. But the point that I'm trying to avoid for this is that let us not make rules that are not assisting. I think the rules that are starting to do now, they should be, they are progressive, but also they assist us because we have a lot of space to raise motions. You can propose a motion for debate, you can propose a motion of public importance, you can pose questions in terms of constituencies. There are not a lot of areas there that cover general. Not in this area should be suggested to pick up those factors in the other areas. That's why then the chief felt that we should write this way, but there will be no harm for the ESF against put the option that we can take to the Rules Committee. Help them to touch that and the Rules Committee to take the final decision. What is the best we should say? But it's 5 or 11 tests. And then we have 5 or 11 tests to cover this one. Okay. Yes, sir.
We also want to submit that motion without notice that have been generated and which have been endorsed and supported in the country should not be excluded. That's our submission. They should be considered as water under the law. There's no convention of party that can illustrate that in the past. Motion without notice. One day approved and we once so our opinion is that that is not
this. Is anyone that has been looking at from your side? From what? From your side?
There's an attempt on the part of both the agency to see the motion because I just supported
I thought that Matthias would vote like Democrats. We know that those who take a decision also have the right to assume that decision. Democrats know
about that. That's not a question that all decisions taken by the House are taken on the basis of motion. So the adoption of the rules on the basis of motion. And it's clear that when you amend the rules, you are going to revisit a decision previously taken by the House. And I do recall an instance where a motion was adopted also without notice, reflected off in 1998, 1999, where in good faith, a member, this was planned in the village plus, a member had given lieu in the House without notice, that the House should support financially the people of Bangladesh. And afterwards, did they realize that it's not the responsibility of the fund for the House to finance another country. That has to be done through the executive. So it was constitutionally out of order for the Assembly to pass such a motion. And that has to be amended or submitted as well, if it was done.
And it is to remind one of my actions at this time. There was another motion of notice that was accepted by the NCP. They were in Bangui. Because Matthias was very angry with the leaders of the NCP at the time. In the NCP, how can they accept a motion like this? And then the team had to convene again to rescind that motion. But the motion when they were in Bangui, they took the motion that was not accepted. And then Matthias was the first one to say that was a wrong decision, you know, thinking well. And then when we were at the time, and then that motion of the funeral. And the reason why I'm doing that goes to me. But the point is that when you take it from the reality, that's the situation. But I know it is time, but that time. Time is a limitation. And then we're taking another view now. But the point that we have written, it's possible that there to sometimes, through some technical error, emotion comes in, but you know very well that parliament is not giving right to do so. Surely parliament must be to receive emotion. You can't just say that the finance minister must do this and this and this, when you know very well parliament with no say in that. Allocation of national budgets, and sometimes the army, everything. And then it can happen, technically. But once you realize that, surely the house must be there too. That's why we are trying to tighten this issue. That it should be very clear, straightforward, simple, and then every member when it says by a tree, the member knows that very well is that because the decision taken by House should be communicated by the Speaker on behalf of the House. And then it's possible by a member without notice to raise another motion congratulating one, the eight Ashrams, and then congratulating the former leader of some countries. But the dictator started the Second World War. And then suddenly that money is there, that is congratulation. And then you realize that it's not correct. Surely you must take it to the position. He's really meant for that. He protected the decorum of the House of Representatives of Members of Parliament. He's not a question of the expression of Members of Parliament. I think that's what the context of me. But if there are other views, surely you will present this for the Rules Committee to consider. But we think it's far better to tighten this area of that. Because they require anyway, as you know, that they require agree that to go to the chamber rates. I think they did that in good faith. But it ended up now not really following exactly what other things they require. We think that the first matter for this chief to look at it and to make some proposal. That's a proposal that we are putting forward. May not be accepted by every party in parliament, but broadly speaking, many parties accepted us. That is how we should try to manage. And then we must remember that more time to raise whatever political issue. We want to raise questions and motions in the mini plenary that we are going to be exciting to the president. Okay. I think we are option is good option. Okay, can we move? 98.
This is about what I've done there is I've introduced a new 4A. 98.4 said that the notice of motion in the form of a draft resolution must, and then the criteria start out there. The 4A now adds that the notice of motion in the form of a proposed subject for discussion must comply with the requirements of Rule 4 and must additionally be limited to clearly identifying the proposed topic. So when you propose something for discussion, you need to present to the House precisely what it is you want the House to discuss. And can I just say, the more detail you put into that proposed topic, the more you limit the possible debate. So you need to be careful to keep it as broad as possible, otherwise you limit the debate. Because you may not go beyond what the topic, identified topic is. So that is the guideline. Given an opportunity to respond for not more than, it was 2.3 minutes. That was three. To 3 written days, it was agreed to go back to 6 written days. So that's been stated in 6 written days. minister to reply to questions on their behalf. And not just in the absence of the minister, but if so authorized by the minister, the minister can be present as well.
Other point there?
That's unnecessary bureaucratic email. If the Deputy Minister, if the people get a particular question, the Deputy Minister gets up and says, Madam Speaker, I'm authorised by my Minister to respond to this and proceed. If you want to inform the Speaker in advance, it's an option, but it becomes bureaucratic.
Now we have the 5 point that you are asking. Deputy ministers are buying certain responsibilities by the president. Of course, that means that the president will approve. Then when we oppose it, but she is surprised because he wants an answer, honest answer. It's not a trick card. It's an honest answer. Once the deputy minister ends up there, an answer correctly. This is what you want, not an answer. And I thought that is not really matter who answers you, what one is an answer. They're going to respond to good. Sometimes members are complaining that some members of the executive are not there in their house. So if the deputy ministers are there, why can't the deputy minister answer? The person rather than this person to call out and wait for a minister. I thought they're trying to cover that in their mind. Yeah.
We're told that ministers assign certain responsibilities and functions to their deputies, and that it would be appropriate for the deputy minister then to apply to those areas. But in addition to that, the Constitution, Section 93, Sub 2, says that deputy ministers appointed in terms of Section 1 are accountable to Parliament for the exercise of their powers and the performance of their functions. So it is anticipated that the deputy ministers also would be accountable to Parliament.
Okay. Thank you. No, first question is if you do not answer question. They are coming to you. Okay, no, that's fine. I think we can move. There's one old sense and one sense. We have dealt with one sense. One letter.
Well, that is the question to the president. That's been adjusted. Again, where it said before, questions to the President must be submitted to the Speaker before 12 o'clock on the Monday at least 16 days before the question day. That's the change that's taking out before 12 o'clock on the Monday. So it's at least 16 days before the question day, so that's not wedding days, it's calendar days. So effectively, it's only 2 weeks. The concern was that questions be considered if the next period is too long. This is now 15 calendar days.
Okay.
time for being, for instance, in the house to extend it now to 2 hours where it was before, which is a significant increase in time, which means that more questions can be dealt with. Also, in step three, the reply to the question is limited to 4 minutes, where 3 periods of 4 minutes after the first reply to the original question. Thereafter, it's a short period. But for the first reply by a minister to the original question, it's now 4 minutes, not 3.
In our time, let's go to 104 and have a question for our Islam.
Monitoring the bias to questions and monitoring system, and it was requested by the Cornish Council for the Leader of Government Business that the Leader of Government Business should be notified when having any action is taken against the minister for failing to reply in time. Further discussion has been brought back in the option now. It's fully asked, but there's an option there now to reinstate it. It's optional. Concern was it should not be limited to infringements of an administrative nature only, but you can use this disciplinary committee also for broader issues. So if you look at 194E sub A, small Roman 1, the speaker requests the disciplinary committee must investigate any alleged infringement by a member and then accept a charge against the member of contempt of parliament in terms of powers and privileges. Any other conduct issue can be referred to the disciplinary committee. Except the charge in terms of powers and privileges act, and secondly, any breach of the code of conduct which goes to the ethics committee. Any other issue?
It's very helpful, really, just to make it required. We find it easy for them to discipline their members. Their members goes to the disciplinary committee and say, I accepted that I made a mistake. I didn't mean to lose any policy in the way in parliament. Then the whole issue is going to be shamed by force, so that they could go through the power and privileges. It's only when a person is not in the creature. I think this one is very helpful. Just when for the political, we are able to meet the superpowering leaders. So that has been the point that we're raising in our own business. That's some of the things that we can forecast seem to work it out there, but at the 3D, you can see that too. Anybody want to ask this?
Thank you, Lady President. Just to draw to the attention of the subcommittee, that if we arrange the question of a fine, and you'll see that in terms of the Powers of the Immunity Act, a fine relates to content only. And in the earlier section which we spoke to, I think that there wasn't a provision for a fine. And I thought that we needed to look at the mechanism if we wanted to. I just thought that you'll be interested. I didn't want to leave out any proceedings. I think that would be the proceedings.
The suspension is not a fine. It's not a contempt.
I don't agree with you. That's why I hope we just look at the system in the case of just to problem. And while on the question of unintended consequences, perhaps in relation to the calendar is we want to, we may want to specify the 15 calendar days in February. We define certain days and we define working days in the rules. But we don't talk about calendar days. And so we could find a situation in the 50 calendar. other rooms and one certainty. I would simply accept the attention. Thank you.
It doesn't have to be in the definition,
but we talk about 16 days notice. I think we should specify 16 calendar days.
Okay. Yes.
What's the economic amendment?
Wall to the number of the room last week. They are caring for additional occupancy.
And to extend to which that, to extend that
members of the open areas in the areas of contradines and contradines the laws of the country in a manner which is unprecedented in some cases. And the dominant part will bear most demands are such to be disciplined. So answer, the hate with which the dominant party takes measures and the fear of Arab parties disciplinary committees is one answer. Would we reach a situation where the ruling party uses and apply the same method, the same level of basis, regardless of where plantations whether I hear the members of parliament or members of the delegates wherever they are, including acting on findings of Section 9 institutions. That would mobilize confidence of all of us and place our trust in the hands of members of the room, but who preside over this committee, such as the British Speaker and all of that. But for as long as the ruling party fails to act consistently without fear of failure in dispensing discipline against its own members, it will really be difficult for members of other parties, particularly members of the ruling party, to take such measures right now. Well, I want to put you on record here. No member of the EFF shall be taken before this committee, decided support by a member of the ANC. No single member of the EFF. That will never happen. And since that time, you act on your own members, whatever concession, conservation, that must be on record.
Okay, now we hear what you are saying. Of course, I think once the rules have been settled by the chamber or the House decision made, something that the DC will start operating immediately after the House has accepted the proposal. At the moment, no. I think we'll look at that at the time when the rules are settled by the chamber, whether we wouldn't want to suggest members of the EFF will give you when you think that they have made creations. So the issue is almost permanent issue, more than the power of the previous government. But you have to work it out in the way that you have to work out of the problem.
Can I just point out that the Disciplinary Committee is the one committee that is not proportional to the parties and in the House. Which emphasizes the fact that it's going to be looking at contraventions in a different kind of way, and be wanting agreement across parties in terms of whatever decisions are there.
Yes, I know that you want to be the first one to appear before the decision. When the speaker says, Honorable Matthias, please take your seat. You should be saying, thank you, Honorable Speaker, take my seat. And one day rules of course have been accepted before the end of the year. Something that is good. You still have an operating state until November. Next month until November, I think we have to pass the rules. Once the time that we stand off that. I just hope that is in the interest of every member of parliament where the parliament that is violent to respect to all other members. And serve the state and other colleagues. And colleagues also respecting them. I think we must do that. That doesn't mean that we must not engage on hard political issues.
parliament is about politics. And then we should do that, but we should do that with respect to the views of other members. We may impact general many issues, but let's do that with respect. I think that is a very big issue. We'll consider some of the issues. And parliamentary language, all these issues there. In fact, an issue that has always been there, that you should say to the minister, yeah, this thing, that some of the things that have been said to give you the president, convince them how it is. Convince them how it is. Because all that issues there are politics, and they are addressed by the system.
Do you need a
personal
discussion about citizens? So if it's true that the majority party is not necessarily in the majority in the committee, then you can then in fact does the committee report all the options or does it take 10 votes?
The way the function is the speaker goes an issue to this disciplinary committee. This disciplinary committee, which is made up of a multi-party committee, rather than a majority anyway. Considers the issue, talk to the members from the bench of the interview, and report back to the speaker on the recommendations. And if the committee can't reach agreement, it will report back to the speaker. So whatever the outcome is going to be, the disciplinary committee reports back to the speaker, and the speaker after that informs the House what the issues were and what decisions she has taken on the basis of the disciplinary committee recommendations. And remember that all parties are represented on this committee. From each party in the assembly nominated by the party to sit on the committee. So it's all parties will be aware of the issues.
Look, two study more features, just like the student attendees. They are like all our members. They are failures. They are not like they are politicians. They are elected by the party. There's no point that they would be protecting their ruling the common class. And that also applies to them in the different capacities as chairpersons of disciplinary committees. So our strategy is, in addition to the point I made earlier, the disciplinary committee of parliament is which can be trusted by all, shall actually be chaired by the entire chapter. This is a minimum step towards reconfiguring our parliamentary system going forward. Where in the future will this be done? Speaker of Parliament to be a chapter, a non-partisan someone who is in charge of his or his we propose that as a step towards the right way, separations of the properties can not be a
okay, no, I think we'll put that as an option. We have a view that we agree that there must be a history, that is the principal point as a scripture. What we are going to do then, we put the policy, sub-committee for program, and then the options in the chat. The point is all that we have. That all members of parliament are free in terms of their passion. There are no independent members of parliament. There's no independent member of parliament. All members of parliament are here. Because they are passions. There's a proportional representation system. And then all along the way, whether the voices have been conducting themselves in passion. They have worked very well to see this. Of course, the first is a change in view. That other members, but I think they conducted themselves extremely well. They've never really came back. They tell us to sit down, they tell us opposition to sit down. Just we sometimes we didn't sit down. And then for the reason that I think we put it in the machine that is different. And it has to be moved away from because the history that we want, you know the history that we have to have a high sheet. And then all the lawyers, the representation, all the really the power and privilege of the city. And by the sisters in general. They look, we don't want the DC, the six friends. Where you have to come there, you must have a reception. From there, you must have your lawyer representing you. We don't want this to duplicate power and privilege.
And we want something that is almost political management type of thing. And then when issues are under, they start out with them, they speak out the next day, they sit down, they say, speak out this law, view of the speed of the community, and we go. We shouldn't have a very long session. Because part of the privilege is there, and it's a breach of privilege. This one is also called management, the one that we are raising here on one of the materials. That we need to manage some of the things. For this. I think that's really what we are intending to see. Whether it's correct to do so or not, but it works in previous times. It didn't cause a lot of problems. Maybe we should consider it then.
I think it's an interesting suggestion. And even the idea that there would be to start to be a memorandum on top of the suggestions than in other countries. But in the case of the president, in many countries, they need a road to the chief justice. But we have been able to find a road for the nation in relation to the affairs of Parliament, to the members of Parliament. And then, as the president of the Western Union, Matthias' attention, the fact that you will recall, that in respect of the Heath Commission, the Constitutional Court struck it down because former judge was a member of the division and yet he was being appointed by the executive to in fact investigate certain matters and the range, the separation of powers, issues, and also raised independent issues. And I'm almost certain, and I'll look at it more closely. But I think the same sort of question will arise if we're going to ask an entire attached to serve the vision as chair of the DC Commission. And certainly the same questions will arise. And the other related question, of course, who can appoint that judge to chair a disciplinary case? Who would it be? It may be Parliament making the request, it may be the Minister of Justice, what procedure is in place? So in my view, my preliminary view is that that issue is probably fraught with a number of potential constitutional issues. But I will look at more carefully and try and give you some view on that.
Do that
because
what
do
you want
them
to do
is
have some more clear structure. When members of parliament they work together, they don't have any in their house, they are able to call each other to order. That's what we are trying to get to set it up. Something that we say that we are wrong. When the speaker said, not sit down, don't make anything about that. It's something really that we want. It's almost a clear thing. More than a DC, a capital trend that will cause a lot of things. That's what we are trying to make. But who can you really have to start about to deal with that situation? Okay.
I've sat in on a number of disciplinary committees, and I think the only two cases was an opposition member who was charged with fraudulently working for himself and for benchmark in the House Hearing Division. And that was straight to the disciplinary committee. And that was sorted out. The member was a cop and agreed to it. All the other cases involved members of the majority party. And they all went with all the parties combining to say this is unacceptable for any member to conduct him or herself in that way. So it was members of all parties agreeing that the institution needed protecting against whatever the issue was. So it has worked in the past, can't say.
I think it's going to work for the future at that time. Because we need some quick way of managing policies rather than the legal rules that we want to take. I think that's what Matthias was saying, that we need something to deal with this policy to manage correctly. I think it is the other time, some type of advice that we thought it would be possible to address some of these issues. Okay, I think we're fine on that. But we'll put in the cash out, but of course, after ever have our advisors. And we should put something else that we can motivate the outcomes because of some serious competition and other things. Okay. And we move to 159. You're still to this one. Rules call me that thing you are still to this. The proposition, the quorum, all that stuff. I think that's their position. I think it's a proper way of doing it. The commission. of 11 colleagues who are on the committee. They tried to mobilize all of them, not to be able to, and I said, you can see, the speed always is there. We didn't have any way to help 56, and then some memories are not there, but we have accepted one issue that we can cause. Then they will cause another member to come. But I think the point that I raise is when it is that I use typically that members of the rules committee, even if our tenant plan should be registered as what they can. To avoid causing anyone on the street really, in committees that they work, but not in the rules committee, because it's not a problem that meets every day, not every week. It meets once, sometimes, a fortnight. I don't think that would cause a lot of problems for that institution. And I think powers when we have dealt with the issue of the rules committee. The Minister of Finance, what do you want us to do?
It's technical, but it said in the rules, Minister of Finance in relation to money goals, but I have adopted to read the way the Constitution reads. It's a burden now to a cabinet member responsible for national financial matters, which is what the Constitution says. And so, after throughout it, there was reference to Minister of Finance to be changed tonight. Minority views being expressed in committee reports. That now has been adjusted to say that the purpose of the minority view is to facilitate debate when the report comes before the House. That's what was desired as part of that rule. That's been added in.
Okay. Any other issue that you want us to consider and the functionings of finance. 296, deleted now, reinstated. Let us vote for it.
296 is the one where if you didn't obtain the required special majority, there was a second opportunity to bring the question back to the House. And that had been removed and after a third thought, it has been reinstated.
So that
is
6121. 207,
that was the foreign affairs that began to we have to remove the reference to the committed target members of the proposals and special positions. It now requires the portfolio committee of public finance. So any special petition, this one even with pensions, will now go to the portfolio committee of public finance.
Okay, in terms of the issues, I think we have a document that is identified. That means some refinement. Any other issues that qualify in some refinement?
One of the Afghan rules is
okay. Okay.
This is I think the committee chairs will come back to that issue. They released the research from that by the table, but it'll be ready tomorrow.
So there is a regular committee that will be tomorrow. Is that what you're proposing?
No, that's currently the line.
Okay, then tomorrow and we have the okay, for this reference, we will look at it tomorrow. Any other rule that we think for this is we should do it. If there is, we have to allow enough time for passer to revise it for tomorrow endorsement by the chief, and then therefore once we have endorsed it, I hope that will be taken to the street. How was the process?
Yeah, I think I can rework this for tomorrow. I need more time than that. I shouldn't be ready by the end of the week. In fact, next week I'm away and I'll start my
conditions. Okay. I think tomorrow we have arrived in the state.
meeting won't be long. As I recite, we will set up this joint rules meeting tomorrow evening on Wednesday, and this is the one way. We'll call it outside the provinces. Already have set up some commissioners. And they're assuming that we'll come for 2 hours on Thursday. Yeah.
Sure, I'm sorry, I'm confused.
The name of the joint rules
commission,
the name of the question. The answer of people is not available on Thursday. On our side, I don't believe it's what we are here. But then it will be not available. Then we'll be forced to come on Thursday for 2 hours.
Jesus. I just want to say, the age-old story with the Joint Rules Committee. This committee's focus went up with very good, adequate time. We agreed that we were going to, et cetera. And then, like, when was it? 4 days ago. We got notice of the Joint Rules Committee that we listed. And unfortunately, like for example, I had already made plans here on Thursday. Because the Joint Rules Committee, I'm not sure who the secretary is in charge of, but it's the same old story. You get ample time for this committee, and then you don't know that the Joint Rules are going to happen. Quite frankly, Chair, I'm going to try to find a little bit it's problematic. And we can't finish the National Assembly rules, but we're already trying to rush through the Joint Committee. When I think we should be finishing one process before we start another, because already things are starting to get blurred, people are getting confused, and people don't know what committees we're sitting on. So it's like, again, we're chasing our tail the whole time. And I honestly think it's time that we now sit down, we finish the National Assembly rules, we hand them to the Rules Committee, we finish them, and then we start the Joint Rules Check. But the Joint Rules is becoming a problem.
Well, we are going to raise that in a meeting on Thursday, try to find through. I think this one tomorrow we have done our work. And then what will be left with us is to work quietly for the guidelines. There's no doubt that the rules committee will say, okay, thank you very much for your work. But that's the guidelines. Then we have to work on the guidelines. Everywhere when you say these guidelines, the council saying it's going to identify area where we need guidelines. And then you put out guidelines, you know, very detailed ones. Said our advisors are here, something for that guideline. I don't think the whole committee would do the guideline by itself. They would rely on the team here to do that work. I think, since they read, I think there are 2 items on the agenda that I think we can be able to meet and Matthias answer the short meeting on this day. Then we go to our provinces, to our districts, and they don't want to raise on the issue that I raised. But I think this one is almost ready standard by next week, generally.
When is it the intention for the rules committee? Because I'm now going to go back and do the final touches on this document, and then it's ready for the rules committee. So the next step in the process will be the rules committee.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to understand how much time I've got.
So I think that we can do this for our discussion. I don't think we can meet before. One of us here will never happen. I guess the second is also not edible. I don't think we're meeting before that.
That's from the information I have, the subject is very correct.
And then there was committee anyway, so if you are going there, there's a subcommittee you have worked on this matter for some time. And then I'm making a proposal for the host committee to consider that. The host committee may be empty on one area, they may tell this area, please tidy it up. But they do that the host committee must not remain intact. They must take a decision. And because it's not preparing intact, it's just say on and on, we have to have a complete rules. We can't work on Tennessee amendment rules and interim rules that don't need to be process. I think they have sent this paper for October and then gave it to them on time. And I think the staff there will be able to assist us actually keep them on time. Members of the rules commission will be now. They read it, they come to the rules commission. What's in the rules committee, I think we're not going to go for good by food. I don't think I have another prayer much yet. We'll share on this setup. These are new issues that we have raised.
what is the group, the rules, all this, they make their point on that. Because if you go rule by rule, and then I think we can debate it until the next other day, we won't have to start. And with a good idea, what we know now, what the policies of parties have already decided, what they want to do. Of course, we're not privileged, so much as to have the caucus do from their side. So all our parties came back and say that they were sure. And then this is our general view of this, this is what we are concerned. And then we can change our mind. I think that's how we are going to work with that. And then, but Karen will advise us according to that, the Civic of Parliament, Minister of the National Assembly. But then my view is that we might have 3 days or 2 days for the Rules Committee. Because one is not the Rules Committee, the way I know it now, one way. We have to try, but the team has really worked out with such a way that we start by increasing this. We are able to have some further discussion on some of the political issues in the rules. The technical issues really is not a difficult problem for us. I think there are enough people here who will know the language very well to draft everything for us. I think that's what we can do for us. I don't see us doing more than what we have done now. So the guidelines will apply our mind when we are waiting for the rules committee to give us the mandate. I think we must do so. But there's no way that the industry has set up another team to look at the guidelines where the people are making proposals and the idea they will say, analyze everything, come with the guidelines. And you should try to apply my mind to the guidelines. There's no advisors as far as they apply your mind in some of the area, try to make some guidelines. Some of them are increasing in terms of the data pool. Quite a lot of them have taken the successful at the rules committee set up. I'm very happy that the rules committee is going to be 12 members, 11 members here. And not a very big committee. And that takes a lot of time, people talking each other and there, depending on policy, rather than issuing a VAT to that extent. I think that's fine now. Yes.
I'm just being silly, but so you could go to the House with a decision to immediately change the rules of the opposition, put it up to these struggles.
Oh, yes. Now, I'm just reluctant for the interim rules. And we're glad that interim rules are very important. But I think we can have justified. We said we can do that too. But I think other we're preferred in the rules committee, I think, will be the House. So the intention is to adopt the rules before the end of the year. By November, it will be concluded, and then we have to adopt this. Yes.
Yeah. I think we'll be very confident. I know that Miami is there, CBC, yeah.
Thank you very much for your contribution.
Time now to finalize this and move on. Thank you very much, Mr. Thank you for the members of the parties and we'll meet tomorrow. Thank you very much.